KJC Country 104.7 FM. Brad Allen here with you, and now joined by the president and COO of Starcutter, and that is Jeff Lawton. Jeff, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you this morning?
I am doing quite all right. Great things right now happening with Starcutter and with Dallas Tool. We have the big open house on Saturday.
Yeah, we're really excited to celebrate with the employees and the community. You know, what a great accomplishment, 50 years of being in business, and just has been a great benefit for everyone.
Well, let's take a step back. Let's go back to the beginning of it. How did it all begin with Thomas Tool and with Starcutter?
Well, Starcutter was founded in 1927 by my great-grandfather, so we are 95 years in business. Back in the late 60s, a decision was made that the business should locate manufacturing in northern Michigan, and so in 1972, the original product that the company was founded on was moved to the Taos area by my grandfather, Norman Lawton, and the business at Taos Tool began.
Wow. So this is still a family-owned business then?
Yes, it is. We're in the fifth generation.
Great. And how many outlets does the family currently own?
We currently have operations all over the world. There's several in Europe, one in South America, one in Asia. But all together, there's 12 different operating locations.
All right, and we'll get to the more on the open house in just a minute. But so tell me a little bit about, you know, 50 years in business. What's coming up next for Thomas Tool and with Starcutter in the future?
Well, I think anybody that's paying attention to the changes in the automotive industry recognizes that electrification is coming, and we're right in the midst of that. The primary product that's produced at Thomas Tool is a tool that's used to produce gears, and gears are used to move vehicles. When they change from a gas-powered engine to an electric, it changes the requirements for gearing. Oftentimes, we'll see fewer gears, but they have to be more precise. So how it will affect us is that we're going to have to continue to advance and perfect our trade and make more precise products coming out of Thomas.
Well, that sounds like it's an exciting time up ahead. And let's transition to Saturday with the open house. What events do we have planned there?
Well, this is a celebration both for our employees and their families to recognize the contributions that they have made over the years. And this not just for our current employees, but also those that have been part of the legacy over those 50 years. We're looking forward to seeing some of our old friends come and visit. But also to share with the community what we do. Oftentimes, admittedly, as an organization, we don't market ourselves as well as we should. And we all know that the challenges in today's market with getting new people to join your company, you've got to toot your horn a little bit. So we're looking forward to people coming by and seeing what we're doing in the community and celebrating the time that we've been involved with Taos and East Taos area over those 50 years.
Right, and this is something that the community is welcome to attend, not just the employees?
Absolutely. It's a little show and tell. We'd love to have you stop by and see the products and the technology that's going on right here in northern Michigan. We think we've got something pretty unique, and as a matter of fact, we do, because we're one of the only a handful of people that do what we do in the world.
Great. And that's Saturday from 11 to 2, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so make sure you stop by then. So if people, Jeff, want more information on Thomas Tool, want more on Starcutter, where can they get that?
They can go to www.starcutter.com.
Fantastic. President and COO of Starcutter, and Thomas Tool is a subsidiary of that Thomas Tool. It's at the plant on Allrich Road in East Thomas. Their open house is Saturday from 11 to 2. Jeff, I really appreciate you taking some time and look forward to a great event Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you very much.